Another primary victory for another MAGA Republican. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, this time in Massachusetts.
Our state has a history of electing Republicans as governor.
Jeff Deal, backed by former President Trump, won the GOP primary and will take on Democrat Maura Healey.
When it comes to your rights, your freedoms, your wallet, your businesses, and your kids' education, I declare Maura Healey to be the people's worst nightmare.
Healey, the state's attorney general, says she's tired of the division.
My path is one of optimism, working together with urgency and intention to get things done.
In Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is in a tight re-election race. A new AARP poll gives DeSantis just a three-point lead over Democrat Charlie Crist.
Campaign stops for Florida's governor's race are now on the schedule.
We got a big day in November coming up. We got to keep this state free.
Incumbent Republican Ron DeSantis tells supporters in Jupiter the GOP continues to outpace Democrats in signing up voters.
Republicans have an advantage of 267,000 registrations.
And that might have to do with all the new Floridians taking up residence here.
At Jensen Beach, but from Pennsylvania. I moved down here recently. Everything shut down. My golf course that I was working at shut down, so I came to Florida.
Have you regretted it?
Absolutely not.
In Jupiter, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now, Charlie Crist, who's trying to become Florida's governor again, joining many other Democrats, making abortion rights a key issue. There's new info from the FBI Trump raid. The Washington Post reports among the classified material seized, nuclear secrets about a foreign country, which one was not disclosed. There's more shelling reported around that Ukraine nuclear power plant the UN fears is at risk of catastrophe.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says practically every safety protocol has been violated. The report cites understaffing and extremely stressful conditions for the overworked employees who are under Russian occupation.
Fox's Alex Hogan. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A former president will return to the White House today to get a good look of himself.
President Joe Biden will host former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for the reveal of their official White House portraits. The White House Historical Association, which funds the portraits, says presidents and first ladies pick the artist for their portraits before leaving office and then approve them before they're added to the collection. Traditionally, current presidents host their predecessor for the portrait unveiling, but that was not the case during former President Trump's term in office, leaving President Biden to preside over the unveiling for the Obamas. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Steve Bannon is facing new charges over a fundraising effort to build a border wall that got him charged in federal court, but those charges went away when President Trump pardoned his ex-advisor. Now Bannon is expected to face state charges in New York, and next month Bannon's facing sentencing after being convicted of contempt of Congress for not cooperating with that House January 6th investigation. One of the Capitol rioters convicted of taking part that day last year has been kicked out of the office he held.
New Mexico District Court Judge Francis Matthews says Otero County Commissioner Corey Griffin cannot hold an elected position. That decision immediately removes him from his county post. Griffin, who is a founder of Cowboys for Trump, was federally convicted for entering the Capitol during the riot. He was sentenced to 2 weeks in jail. Judge Matthews said in his decision, even though Griffin was not violent, he contributed to delaying the 2020 election certification. State residents sued to have him removed, which is allowed by New Mexico law. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are barely moving the day after yet another sell-off. At tennis's U.S. Open, American Coco Gauff lost in the women's quarterfinals to Caroline Garcia. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.